recording?
Are you recording? Yeah. Oh, shit, okay. Welcome, everybody, to the Heavy Breather Boys podcast. You got Richie here to my left.
We got Dylan.
Isaac.
And Jeremy.
All right, and today we have an episode jam-packed of goodies again. You'll notice a continuing trend with our podcast. We have a fuck ton of Pringles on this desk. Lots of chip, lots of salt, some lightly salted, but lots of goodness nonetheless. We also have a newly released product from Carl's Jr. Mini donuts in the style of Fruit Loops. Dylan, please elaborate.
So I was on the good old Facebook and one of my friends posted that Carl's Jr.'s released this. And I literally screamed out 10-minute break at work and ran over there.
And this is true.
It's a true story.
Heart 10?
I was serious 10. I was like, serious 10, see ya.
That 10 was like a 30
walked, minute. Walked into Carl's Jr. They were not advertising it at all. Like, no signs, nothing. I was like, holy shit, this is like the biggest cult thing I've ever seen. And like, I'm looking everywhere to see, you know, because Stockton doesn't, you know, it's like hit or miss. You know, LA has it for sure.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
The big cities. And so I'm like looking around and I'm like, yo, I'm going to sound stupid, but do you guys have the Fruit Loop thing? The sign was right in front of my fucking face. Like, right above the register.
Well, the thing is, you were having tunnel vision.
Yeah, yeah.
Where are these goddamn donuts at?
So I was like, yeah, give me a box of those. And he literally pulled it from under the counter and was like, boop. And I was like, okay, let's fucking do this. So I went outside. I felt like the kid from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. I saw it, and
ticket.
I opened
your
it.
Golden ticket.
Yeah, and as soon as I opened it, it smelled like Fruit Loops. And yep. I was like, dude, this is it. So we got 3 boxes because we're fat. We're going to taste test. Like, we taste tested them
yeah,
already.
Let's not bullshit.
Yeah. Who are we bullshitting?
Yeah.
We've already smashed these things before, but we want to again.
Dude,
so,
Dylan ran back to the dealership. Like,
no,
fucking.
You haven't had one?
I haven't tried one.
Okay, hold on. We've had this, though.
Yes.
So
Isaac has not had this.
Yeah, first time Dylan.
Perfect.
Or Dylan and Richie were eating them at work, and they offered me one, but I was full from lunch, so I refused. So now it's time to divergentize.
So like,
yep.
We're taking this Fruit Loop donut flour.
Yes.
Richie was like, yeah, everybody needs to get their own color. I was like, Richie, they all
right
taste
now.
The same.
I was like, everybody get their own box.
No, now they don't exactly taste the same. The
it
green,
tastes like
the green
Fruit
is
Loop.
No,
it
the green
like Fruit
is
Loops, yeah.
The green is intense though.
Okay,
the
I'm gonna have to try
intense.
A green one.
Yeah,
I was actually gonna get everybody their own box of 5. They come in a 5 mini pack, and Dylan goes, "You know what, dude? That might be a little overkill."
Too much.
Yeah, but you know what?
Have...
That's how we do it at the HBB. All right,
yeah,
I got
yeah.
the HBB virus. If you guys don't know what it is,
yeah.
Look it up.
You know, it's bad when you got the HBB virus, but there is a cure out there. And it's listening to this podcast.
Yep.
And all right.
Get yourself a dose of this.
Serve my boy up here.
Sir
yeah.
Isaac?
See.
All right.
Please.
So
choose
your
pick.
Yeah.
All right. What color are we taking?
Is this blue?
Yeah, it's blue.
Yeah, I'll
it's
take
blue.
The blue one. All
the
right.
blue.
Someone bit it already.
It just fell apart.
Shout out to that Carl's Jr. employee that took a bite.
Yeah, so we took a bite out of the donut.
Give me a little piece of
yeah,
this.
Yeah, you know, you're getting 4.5.
And another thing, the previous episode we were talking about chips, and we decided to do a Pringles episode for this part of the, for this podcast. And for those that you don't know, Pringles are, they're a potato crisp, and they come out with outrageous flavors, but there was a commercial around the Super Bowl with Bill Hader, and they were trying different, you know, multiple chips at once, so like... We have a plethora of chips. I'm going to mention the flavors that we have. But first, I'm going to eat this donut. I'm going to take a time out.
Really
yes.
quickly, Isaac just went for number 2.
Yes.
So you know they're good.
Oh, they're good.
They
taste exactly
this
like
is,
a Fruit Loop. Giant Fruit Loop.
Dylan, what did we say when we tasted it and said, dude, this tastes way too much like a Fruit Loop?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a fucking conspiracy.
I think I yelled at I need milk.
Yeah?
I need milk. I need milk.
If I remember correctly, the way I described it was like, a soggy Fruit Loop, but in a much bigger form. And, dude,
it is
almost
yeah.
exactly like that. It is
yeah, this is some Area 51
amazing.
Shit.
Even the frosting has a little crunch to it, so...
Yeah.
It gives it that Fruit Loop.
That makes you wonder how you can get flavors from one thing to another, i.e.
A bigger...
Yeah.
Now...
Or
would,
smaller.
Would you feel comfortable getting, let's say, 2 boxes and throwing it in a big-ass bowl with milk?
Don't fucking give me ideas, dude.
No,
do not give me ideas.
I was actually thinking about this. I would, but I would want to dry the donut out more. I'd want to keep it open to the atmosphere and actually dry it out.
It's
already soggy, so if you get too soggy,
let it sit for a while.
Yeah, it's going to fall apart like the Titanic.
Man, those are good.
Titanic
is something else.
I mean, it hit a big-ass thing.
You know what I mean. It's shit everywhere.
And then Leo died because the bitch didn't want to move over. There was plenty enough room on that table.
Oh, dude, speaking
they
of...
Okay, hold on. I'm sorry, Randy.
Oh, here we
they
go.
They fucked in a Model A.
Okay.
There is no room on that, but yet... But there's enough room for them to fuck, but there was not enough room for them... Never mind. Fuck that movie. Anyways.
Can I just point out, it was a movie, right?
Still never
yeah.
Hey, really quickly, since we mentioned the Titanic, I'm going to give you guys a really stupid dad joke. What do you get when you ride... in the Titanic across the Atlantic Ocean?
What?
Halfway.
Damn!
Crickets.
he's dying on his own line. It's a joke.
Alright, I'm sorry. Dylan, right,
anyway.
Go ahead, Dylan. I'm sorry.
Alright, so I was talking before I had that donut. Okay. I had to take a serious 10 on that one. So they had a... Oh, more donuts.
Okay, anyways, so we got all these Pringle boxes, and we're going to be putting different ones together, basically building different tastes, so on and so forth, pretty much. We're going to see what kind of crazy things we can make, and also good things we can make as well, too. And then I think Dylan's going to put all of them together and just smash on it and have
it's called a diarrhea stack. there's a total of 14. Yes, we have 14 cans of Pringles.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Well,
their stock went up really big after this purchase.
A couple are halves because you already started smashing.
Well, what is an HBB episode with me not eating them on the way here?
Oh, that's true. That's true.
I mean, you guys should be applauding.
On the way here? They didn't even make it to the parking lot from the store.
No, okay, you're right. Yeah. We were snacking on them in the store. But your boy was eating some more on the way over here.
Oh, God.
All right. So the 14 I got, well, let me explain why I came up with this idea. Well, I didn't come up with the idea. I saw a commercial, and they were making crazy-ass shit, and it blew my mind, and it was the first time in my life I was like, why didn't I think of this before? Like, I'm an idiot. So the 14 flavors we have, 11 that are regular, and 3 that are the loud, which is, what would you describe it? It's not really like...
it's more of a... more intense flavors.
Yeah, but the material of the chip is different.
Oh, it's more like a tortilla chip.
Yes.
Yeah, like a tortilla chip. They don't have that traditional Pringles chip texture. They're more like a tortilla chip, but in a Pringles shape, and more intense flavors. They're edgy.
Really?
Oh, they're so edgy.
I've never had. Wow. Okay.
That's why we're here.
Yeah, yeah. So first off, we got cheddar cheese, Memphis barbecue, pizza, jalapeno. Barbecue, ranch, dill pickle, sour cream and onion, original, salt and vinegar,
that's cool, like that.
And the lightly salted.
You have alcohol in
it? Lightly salted.
And then the loud, which is the tortilla chip / intense flavor one, mighty margarita pizza, fiery chili lime, and super cheese Italian. The fuck is super cheese Italian?
Well, we're about to find out today, aren't we?
Yeah.
You know what? I'm really interested to see how Mighty Margarita Pizza and the original pizza flavor stack up against
Should
each
we compare and contrast? Because I'll tell you right now, the Memphis barbecue is way better than barbecue.
Oh, whoa, whoa,
listeners,
whoa.
I'm throwing that out right now.
Memphis?
Yeah. Did I say that right?
Yeah,
I did.
Memphis.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to try all 14. All
right, hold on. I wasn't paying attention. Do we have salt and vinegar?
Yes, we do have
salt
and vinegar. Oh, shit. Okay. Yeah.
I was just making sure.
Why? What are you thinking?
No, just because that's my thing right there.
Salt and vinegar?
Oh, who's got their favorites? Who's got their favorite
dude.
Pringle?
Dude, salt and vinegar all day for me. I'm sorry.
The original barbecue for me, dude, and that's why I'm pretty offended. You said
why
Memphis.
Are you such a basic barbecue bitch? Like, the barbecue everything.
Yeah.
Barbecue is the fucking world, bro.
What do you
I'm
got?
I'm sorry for calling you a bitch.
It's not the first time.
For me,
it's probably
the,
won't be
the pizza.
Pizza.
Yeah, pizza has always been pizza flavored
pizza,
anything.
Pizza is on its own, man.
Yeah.
It's like that's a given.
I think the ones we're missing are the buffalo wing one.
Oh yeah.
God, I want to
my
try
favorite
it.
Is the tangy buffalo wing one.
Oh,
I can't even fucking pronounce the name right. So, technically not my favorite, but you know, it's there. And what was it? Oh, cheeseburger. I wanted to find cheeseburger, but
whoa,
I think that's
cheeseburger. They also have the cup and noodle chicken flavor.
Yeah.
What the fuck? The ramen?
Ramen,
yeah,
chicken
ramen
flavor. With some sriracha on top of it.
Oh, God.
Sriracha.
Yeah.
All
right. So this is going to be a crunchy episode.
I think we need,
oh,
to, I think we need to make up our own Pringles and stuff, too.
Oh,
like,
so
like bacon back fat. Like, that'd be a good one.
Bacon.
Pork skin. Pork grind.
Yeah,
flavor.
Yeah.
That's
chicharrón. Chicharrón Pringles.
Chicharrón flavor.
Oh, fuck.
Pringles needs to expand, dude. They're
I mean, they got some good stuff, but there's some crazy things they can really make, you know.
When I tried the...
I want a Fruit Loop favorite Pringle.
Oh,
fruit
fuck.
Fruit Loop flavor.
They need to do, like, Lucky Charms or something.
Oh, hello. You're getting kinky over there.
Us white people love that kind of shit.
It's dirty.
We always like trying weird shit.
I brought some Takis, too.
Oh, yeah, the Takis.
Takis.
Yeah. Okay, I also got something else.
Okay, what are we talking here? What's going to be your... Your wild card.
Okay, I brought a wild card. I found this at the gas station.
Oh, fuck. Here we go.
Oh, that
I've
that
never seen it before,
good.
So we got Cheetos Flamin' Hot Chipotle Ranch.
We saw those at the store, remember?
I was a
little hesitant, but... Oh, man.
And, you know, because this is heavy breather, boys.
Oh, here we go.
There's more food.
Oh, we bring some from some
jalapeno
cheddar cheese.
Oh, fuck, dude. Now tell the story about these, the dip and the Cheetos.
Oh, well, I mean, so when I was growing up, my dad always get the, like, nacho cheese Doritos.
Yeah.
And he and, like, all of a sudden he started bringing this home, and I was like, what the fuck is this? And this, okay, so this is the Fritos jalapeno cheddar cheese dip that you can buy at the gas station. But he was bringing it home, and he would always be eating, and I'm like, what the fuck is, like, so I tasted it, I was like, oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, cheese.
But I like... Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Yeah.
I actually like the chili lime ones, you know, the most. So I started dipping those in there, and it's been a love ever since.
No, but what happens to you?
What happens to me?
Yeah, when you eat them.
Oh, you get terrible diarrhea. It's a...
So Jeremy just busted out
I
think it's a small crumbs.
It's like yeah. 10 Cheetos.
But,
you're trying to shit your pants on this podcast, dude. We're like, what?
Dude, we have like 17 fucking things of Pringles. We just ate some Fruit Loop donuts.
Yeah.
Do you think anybody's going to have a good night tonight?
Oh, by the way.
Like, really?
Oh, no. Okay, they were stuck together. That would have been one. I fucked up.
That would have been one. I'm going to take it.
All right. We're done with the Fruit Loop.
Oh, no.
No, I'm kidding.
Jesus.
Where am I?
All right. So, I mean,
this is basically going to be like a chip episode.
Yeah, the whole Pringle thing came up in our last episode, and, you know, Dylan likes to run with things, and man, you just got to let that mind go. And here we are, 14 Pringles later.
14 deep.
Yeah, 14. Plus Takis that Jeremy brought. That's not because he's creative. He's just a fat fuck to this guy.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So we took the lids off of all the Pringles so we avoid the noise. But we're going to eat during this podcast, so we're going to try to keep our mouth shut on this.
You're going to hear some
crunchy shit.
And you're going to hear some moans, too.
Yeah, yeah. But the thing that's going to fuck me up is that I'm going to...
Oh, God.
Was that a beer?
One more time?
Well, it popped right.
Yeah, pop. Do it again.
Yeah, again.
Oh, God, you hear that?
Oh, I heard
it. Sounds wet.
Oh, that cheese is just so fake.
I know, that's the best thing about it.
Get the bag next to the candle. I'm gonna burn the house down.
Burn it down.
Hey, man, I tried to put butter on the Pop-Tart yesterday and throw it in the... Or last week and put it in the...
Yeah, that's...
Are you,
that,
like,
that's
doing... Are you trying to do fire science or something?
Yeah, let's do it, bro. I mean... I like...
So, the what I'm worried about is the original Pringle. That son of a bitch is salty. And the lightly salty, so it's just gonna make this 14 stack just even saltier. And the salt vinegar.
Your taste buds are gonna get fucked royally, bro.
All right.
So let's do this.
Let's do this.
So,
towards
the end, are we gonna stack them in different?
Well, yeah, and I think
like
what Dylan wanted to do is like make your combinations.
Combos,
like, dude,
yeah,
this
yeah.
guy, I think he was talking like ranch and pizza. Like,
yeah.
dude, that'd be a hell of a combo.
And jalapeno.
And jalapeno. Yeah. So
yeah.
I say we just grab one from the front and just work our way around.
Yeah. So you know, like
just
obviously barbecue. How you doing? barbecue.
The original.
I mean, does anyone
original barbecue?
Which sucks ass because Memphis is better.
Whoa, hold on, man.
You're
insulting my ancestors right now. And they're Mexican. And they don't give two shits about Pringles, okay? But you're insulting them.
But let's. Is there any chip out of this list that anybody wants to try? So, you know, I want to try the loud ones first.
Yeah,
let's do loud.
I want to see that like whole tortilla thing
okay,
that you're talking
about. Let's do
loud.
I've
never seen that.
Yeah. Let's do fiery lime chili. It's
okay,
right
that
up
one's great. That's
wait, yeah. does that say cheesy Italian?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, God damn.
It's a meme. We'll get there.
Okay.
Yeah, relax.
Okay, fiery lime. Let's pass that around. You know, always pass it to the left because the right way is wrong.
Yes, pass the doobie to the left. I mean the Pringles.
So you said that this is a different type of chip.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, you can see it. You can see the tortilla-ish chip.
You can see the holes through it.
Yeah.
It's a tortilla chip.
Corn? Masa?
Masa?
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Can't wait to shit my pants.
It seems like it can hold together a little bit better than regular Pringles. You know what I'm
this
saying?
Is, this is a beer chip.
Ooh. Dip it.
Yeah, dip it.
Dip it.
Yeah.
Bring it back.
This is a beer chip.
Yeah.
This is one of the ones you want to have while you're drinking beer.
This is the kind of chip you want to have after sex.
It's got that beer nut taste.
Oh, sweet baby Jesus.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh,
the jalapeno cheddar.
Since we're all doing one.
Yeah. There we go. That's a layer right there.
Oh, shit. Wow.
We're about to bring napkins, dude. And I'm not talking about for our hands.
And some adult diapers.
Oh, yeah, dude. Holy shit.
Oh, wait. Let's bring the A. I think it's hella funny how it's called Pringles Loud.
It's loud.
It's loud.
Yeah, it is.
It's that fire ass
has
that wee Pringles.
That zing to it.
All right, so... All right,
we want to move on to the cheesy Italian, because I see...
Let's do this. We got to do stacks.
Are we just going to keep stacking them, or what?
No, like at the end, we're going to try all the flavors, and then we're going to stack them. You know, our crazy-ass flavors.
I'm going to just...
I have no idea what the fuck is going on here.
This is an HBB episode.
I know what's going on right now. Is Jeremy is staying at this fucking super cheesy Italian like a... It's a fucking vagina or something. Dude. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh,
what?
Whoa. Is this green?
Yeah, this looks
whoa,
green.
Hold on. Is this wok?
Green chip.
What the fuck was that?
Whoa, that was intense right there.
First. Whoa. It tastes like a wheat Pringle. Like an edible.
Holy shit.
It does.
Yeah. So I'll have the wheat
Pringle. That is a strong fucking cheese.
But at the very beginning of it, you get the taste of like booty. You know what I'm saying?
I've been
like,
there.
Right before you bite down, it's just like nickels. And then the cheese kicks in, and you're good again.
It's like Pringles made the weed chip, but
Pringles,
hold the THC.
Extra booty.
Yeah,
extra booty.
This is like the equivalent
let
of
me get
fucking
the booty chip.
This is the equivalent of O'Doul's. Like,
oh yeah.
It is
chip
true.
Minus
it
the
is true. It is really cheesy.
It's incredibly cheesy.
Yeah.
Now.
But really good.
That has the same texture as a Pringle chip, though.
Yeah, that one's a little strange.
Is that
maybe?
Is that
maybe the
it?
Fiery lime because it's fucking Mexican, dude.
Maybe because your ancestors.
I'm not gonna confirm nor deny that.
Let's just leave that open for the listeners.
All right.
We got
okay,
two
so
loud down.
We got a margarita.
So we got
pizza.
Mighty Margarita Pizza. I'm very interested to see how this stacks up against
regular pizza.
Yeah, regular pizza. And this is a green chip also, it looks like.
Oh, another weed chip. I'm going to be fucked up.
Pass the doobie to the left.
Oh, my God.
Does it smell good?
Okay. Hold on. Oh.
Mmm.
Okay.
Oh. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
You get the, like, the, That artisan sun-dried tomato.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to compare that loud pizza to, like, a very nice pizza restaurant. And the regular pizza is like Little Caesars. It's just there, you know.
You're getting in this one, you're getting, like, sun-dried tomatoes and oil. And then maybe some basil.
And the basil.
Or,
yeah.
So wait.
That's pretty good.
So pizza or the loud?
I don't
know.
Let's just do a live comparison right now.
Why don't we just do both?
But at the same time?
Don't threaten me with a good time.
All right, hold on. You gotta get real in there. Cause
I'm just gonna go ahead and say that I'm probably gonna like the pizza more, just because
I'm used to it.
Down.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you're used to, you know. This.
Wait, what pizza? Oh,
this
one.
This one right here, the regular one.
Mm. Oh, guys, are you the ones that like do the duck mouth with the Pringles?
I've done it before,
but every time I gotta do it like an idiot.
That doesn't even taste like pizza now for me.
The margarita
taste...
one just ruined it for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, it didn't even taste like pizza. What the fuck?
It's like having sex without a condom. It's like, ugh.
Wait, man.
The margarita just fucked me up, dude. There's something that
No, you know how, like, you have sex without a condom, and you're like, oh, I guess I'm going back to the old condom game, and it's like, this isn't real, right? This sucks.
No, I don't.
Am I flip-flopping it?
Oh. Yeah, well, you're flip-flopping first, but why the condom? Never mind.
Pringles. No, I heard what he's saying.
No, premium condom.
I heard what he's saying. He got to try margarita, that's like raw dogging, and then he went back to condoms with the regular Pringles, and now it doesn't.
Because I'm a responsible human being. And I don't want kids.
Yeah, well, I know.
I like how we're still passing the pizza one around.
Dude, okay, margarita may have just fucked me up for life on the original.
Yeah, because the pizza doesn't taste like pizza anymore.
Those damn sun-dried tomatoes.
Yeah, those goddamn sun-dried tomatoes.
Wow. Does that mean my childhood's over?
Hmm? If Loud ever goes away, yeah.
Well, I bought the fiery lime ones, and they were, like, discontinued. I'm like,
fuck.
Yeah, fuck that.
Hold on. All Maybe right. we just got margarita one that didn't pizza. Have enough.
Well, look at the chip,
yeah,
dude.
The flavor in
it looks like it was just like just barely sprayed.
Hold on. Hold on.
You're gonna need six of them.
No, it's over.
It's not working anymore.
No.
Over. Okay. All right, someone pass me salt vinegar. Stack.
Magic's over.
We need to get this shit. We need to, you know.
Magic's over.
That's ranch.
That's ranch, bro. Fucking mind. You're outside your mind, dude. I know the difference.
So I gotta ask our Mexican
heroes.
Oh yeah.
Salt right. vinegar. Yay or nay?
I haven't tried them before.
So oh! Yeah. See how the white people freaked out?
Yeah.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Alright, let me tell you that vinegar is just a no-no for me. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's great for me.
Yeah. Till you, like, eat six of them, start fucking up your mouth, but you keep going? You're just like...
It's actually pretty good.
I like Have it. You had one of these?
I like vinegar.
Eat it. You have to eat it.
God, you're looking at it like it's a shot.
Okay, I gotta tell you,
if
no,
they
no,
did
no.
Like a, what is it, the apple vinegar, like the malt vinegar on those?
I don't know.
Those would be great.
Not enjoying it.
Really?
Yes. I gotta tell you why.
Okay,
I gotta tell you why.
Guy.
Okay, dude.
I'm getting to.
We need to make a hold up, like, we need to make a elote Pringles.
Elote with fucking cream and powder.
Yeah.
Powdered chili.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's what happened. A while back, started getting into this apple cider vinegar health shit. Tried to. And why I say try to is because I was told take a fucking spoonful straight.
Mm-hmm.
Your boy can't do that. I couldn't. It didn't matter what I did, it came right back up. The one time I tried to chug it down with juice, I puked. Now every time I smell vinegar, I want to puke.
I take shots
of
vinegar.
Vinegar is that one thing where you have that one bad experience and then you just don't go back.
You can't do it.
I take shots of vinegar.
It's for
it's good.
A lot of people.
I remember you bringing that shit to work and you're like, ah, 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 ah,
ah, no. Fuck that shit.
All right, what else we got? Oh, by the way, we got the mega stack. Son of a bitch is tall.
The Pringles?
It's taller than me. Stack.
Since you're speaking about it.
Tall. Okay, so
that's a staple right there. Sour cream and onion's a staple. That's gorgeous. You have Pringles, then you have sour cream and onion, or the original and sour cream and onion just as the, you know, staples right there.
How many people you think bitch about this can of Pringles? Like, how they just fucking get to
I
the bottom.
I can't get my hand to the bottom of it. Dude, it's already hard enough with the regular ones. Like, you got this mega
stack. That's why just pour that shit into your mouth. I mean, come on. This is our game here.
Fuck, not everybody's got a mouth like yours, Jeremy.
Well, you know, I try.
Alright, fair enough.
A whore for Pringles. Just put it in your mouth.
Well, you pour it down and never mind.
A YouTube tutorial how to eat Pringles.
Sour cream always reminds you of, like, when you used to pack them for lunch when you were smaller.
Mm-hmm. I used to eat a lot of
it was either original or sour cream.
I used to eat a lot of the Lay's.
I didn't have that privilege as a kid. I was broke as fuck.
You mean the ones that come in a can like that?
No,
like
no.
A little can.
Yeah,
no,
like
the
bag one.
The bag, the actual bag.
Bag?
Yeah, not
the regular
Pringles,
Lay's
oh,
ruffles
okay.
and
no.
stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like,
do you remember the commercial when they're eating and they're popping around and acting all fuckery and then the guy's like, meh, and like wipes the grease from the bag on his hand
oh, yeah.
or on his shirt?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what kind of fucking guy would do that to begin with, you know?
Some asshole.
Was he a white guy?
Wipe it on your pants. Yeah, he was a white guy, actually.
I'm done.
And he's like, it's like those infomercials, you know, like what? Yeah. Like the automatic, like say, like automatic, like chopping a like the knife type thing, and these bitches are on there like just going at it like how you would never chop something up. Oh, it's so hard! Like throwing the knife around, cutting themselves.
Fucking
and then this automatically chopper, and they can automatically make beef stew now in Beef Wellington, like all of a sudden because they got this one knife. Fuck that shit.
All right, guys, I grabbed the other mega stack. This is the original. Extra fucking salty, and I'm gonna grab two of these.
Oh my god, your sodium level just went up.
My mouth is about to be dry right now.
Oh,
whoa! Here we go.
I need something to cleanse my palate.
Hey, yo. yo, real quick though. Have you tried the Takis and cheese though?
No, that's one of the other reasons why.
He's preparing. I'm he's prepping. Dude. The guy literally meal prepping in his own way.
Yeah.
Every chip listener prepping. Just heard that bag open.
Yep, I know.
Chip prepping.
So here's Ocean in a bottle. Original.
Holy shit, you're not kidding. Holy fuck.
Yeah.
I can't remember the last time I had an original.
I can't either because they're fucking terrible.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
What did they do? Baptize them in fucking salt water?
That wasn't that salty. I see where you're getting at, though. I understand. It's like a piece of paper with salt on it.
What I want to know is what we're going to do with these Pringles after. We're going to have to be like two parents in divorce court.
Yeah, divide them up and everybody brings them to lunch every here and there.
Oh god, the Pop-Tarts didn't last that long.
No, it didn't. It's never gone.
Scramble them up, close our eyes, and just grab one.
Oh, it's going to be like the Bean Boozled.
Yep.
Just fucking
take turns.
Grab one. We can't do that with the loud though. The loud, you know.
Oh. We're gonna take a break from the Pringles and try the Takis and cheese.
Oh god, somebody get him a napkin for his pants.
Bordy.
And I guess I'm next. All
right.
Yeah.
This is a ceremony.
I've always eaten it with the Flamin' Hot Cheetos, and I think I like this more.
Oh dude, so may I ask, are you gonna get diarrhea later?
Oh like, yeah, that's gonna be bad.
Without a doubt.
It's gonna be a long ride home.
I like that.
You might have to go back to that gas station.
Yeah, I'm not gonna make it home, man. Sound like
that. Oh man, that looks pretty good. I second the Cheetos and cheese.
Can I say, you can just pour cheese on anything and it tastes better?
Pretty much, dude.
Like, nacho cheese.
Yeah, if we just pour it on this can, I'm sure it just eat this shit. All right, what do we got next? What flavor?
We're getting a lot of the, you know, savories. Let's get some of the sweets. Let's try that honey mustard-ish.
Oh, shit.
Type one. Let's throw one in there.
I'm not going to say no to you because you're bigger than me. And rip my arms off easy.
Right.
Yeah.
Nacho sauce.
I'm not going to do the honey mustard nacho sauce. That's just... I'll rip your arm off and dip it in
dip
the nacho
it in nacho
sauce.
And eat it because
it's better with cheese.
Yeah.
Yo, this flavor is great.
Oh, yeah.
If you love honey mustard, that's where it's at.
I'm down. I'm down for that one. I like it.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Did you smell it?
Yeah, you can see if you can smell anything. What the fuck?
What the fuck? That's eating, bro.
Uneducated motherfucker.
My son's so fucked up. I can't smell
I'm going to go ahead and say that I'm not a big fan of mustard taste, but this is pretty good.
Yeah, it's really good.
What was that?
I'm not a big fan of the mustard taste.
Oh.
Do you like mustard?
But that one's pretty good.
I love mustard.
Okay.
Mustard.
Good. I was just making sure it wasn't like a... You know,
no, yeah.
No, it's a me thing.
Okay.
They need a Dijon flavor, though.
You had to ask him.
Is it Mexican? He's got a second with the other Mexican in the room, right?
Hey, let's just say I'm not like every other typical Mexican person.
It's pretty whitewashed.
That doesn't, you know.
I'm glad. You know what the funny thing is
Asian
Isaac
whitewashed.
Isaac is pretty Asian whitewashed, and Jeremy is fucking Mexican washed.
Yeah.
We're like,
fucking
how would you describe me? Just fucking.
You're white as fuck,
dude.
You are America Whip, son.
You are white as fuck with a touch of hipster.
America. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. They don't call me DJ Pasty Ghost Mayo for nothing.
There you go. That's all you need to know right there. Pasty Ghost Mayo.
That's it, baby.
Wait. Give me horns. There you go. There you go. That's it.
All right. Ooh.
Dill pickle.
I'll staring that down.
Oh, my God.
So you notice staring the can's down. Like, it's almost halfway done.
So Dylan and his dill pickle Pringles.
Oh, these are
kind
great.
Kind of a big deal.
Kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
I'm kind of anxious to see what kind of
yeah.
Frankenstein monstrosity we're going to make with some of these Pringles.
Oh, dude, it's bad.
Oh, it smells like pickles, too.
Another thing that I usually don't eat, but... Fuck it.
Yeah, I love that. That's great.
Okay, so...
Yes.
Obviously, the white
yes.
people love the dill pickle.
Oh,
okay.
We got it.
Another white guy. Man. We had this in a parking lot.
Another white guy.
You look sad.
That's not really for me, man.
That's fine, you know.
But it's not bad.
Mexican.
But yeah,
he
I
is.
Am, dude.
He really is.
I am, but you know what? It's not bad.
I love pickle.
That's actually not bad.
I love pickles, too.
That might offend you, but believe me,
it doesn't, but okay.
I still like you're going to town with those Takis.
You leave me alone.
You know what I would actually like is a, like an olive.
What?
An olive Pringle.
No, that's some white shit.
Like a like the green
like
olive?
The, like the...
The pickled olives?
The pickle... Well, no, yeah, the...
Yeah, the green ones.
Another,
the martini olives.
Martini olives.
Yeah, pickled olives. Well, that would be really good in those.
With the... What do they call that? Center...
It's a,
Oh, the pimento.
Yeah, pimento.
Pimento,
yeah.
Yeah.
Is that Spanish?
I think that's Italian.
I think that's
dude.
White. White is black, bro.
Whatever.
Okay, oh, dude. We're doing jalapeno?
You just got barbecue.
Hey, I'm sorry, dude. I don't know what... You're holding the kid.
I'm going jalapeno.
Hey,
they were talking Spanish and shit.
Puff, puff, pass. All right?
Hey, I know the rules, okay?
Well, fuck, you're holding right now.
You're a smoke dog.
You're holding right now.
Hey.
He's high on Pringles right now.
No.
So
I'm,
the
I'm high off that, that... Cheesy Italian, that thing was fucking me up. There ain't no cheesy Italian.
How's that jalapeno, dude?
Yes.
It's hot.
It's hot?
It's got a spice to it.
Really?
No,
it's so bad.
I like
smoking
it
hot.
It has a little tang to it. That's nice. I like that.
It's good.
It kind of tastes like it just pulled from the ground.
I like it.
That was pretty good.
That needs
of
to go,
course,
no.
The fucking Mexican don't like jalapeno, huh?
That needs
to
go on
the...
Oh,
you better at least like it.
That needs to go
on the... You know what? I think I like Dill Pickle better.
You better at least like
you're a liar.
Thing. I am a liar. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
whoa!
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
no.
Oh,
no.
Dang.
Hey, I'm going two on this one. This is
jalapeno cheddar, too.
Now, guys, I have a question.
Is it good? Oh, shit.
That was fucking delicious.
Ooh. Now... Now, who... Okay, so there's, like, two types of people when they eat chips. Are you, like, out of a bag or a Pringle? Are you the guy that... Or woman. Whatever. Are you grabbing one chip at a time? Or are you grabbing a handful and just eating two or three at a time?
No, I'm grabbing... Okay, I have big hands. Small can. I'll pour them out
in
a stack. Yeah, you're right. I'll pour them out in a stack and I'll eat one or two at a time. I try not to do that, not so many, because I feel like it's a waste.
Okay.
I'm the kind of person, especially in a bag, and depending on the chip too, like Doritos and stuff, I have this thing with, I like to look for the ones that have the most shit on them.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'll just look at it, and I'll, if I'm like,
like an archaeologist.
Yeah.
Like an archaeologist.
I'm looking for the stuff that has the most shit on them.
Yeah.
Like the most flavor.
But,
I like to just grab a handful and just put it on my other hand and walk and eat.
Back for a second.
I'm the guy that has like... Seven of them just...
Crunch them up.
Just fucking... All of them.
What about a bag of chips?
Oh, yeah. Six or seven of them. Just French fries, too. I ain't eating one fry at a time. I got a short amount of time on this earth.
When it's
I'm getting four or five French fries at a time.
When it's a bag of chips, I like looking for the bigger chips, too.
You know, for me, it just depends. I do like grabbing the bigger chips, but at some point, I just fucking... Straighten out the bag and just pour in the mouth, dude.
Okay, I'm getting this one out of the way. I'm tired of looking at it.
Okay, tell them which one.
We got the lightly salted. Now, I was going to joke. I was going to fucking talk hella shit on this.
I'm going to talk hella shit right now. That is a fucking Diet Coke. A Pringle. We don't do diet shit on this fucking show.
But, you know, we got to bring stuff about. We got to talk about stuff.
Oh,
part
my
of
God,
the Pringle.
Let's just get some fucking salads and shit, too. Fuck.
Yeah, fuck that, bro.
Let's just say it's part of the Pringle lineup.
Family. Yeah. And you know what? It's probably going to be salty as fuck still.
Oh, and I have no problems with salads.
What if it's the perfect original Pringles chip?
I'll tell you this. It is better than original.
It is,
okay.
It is
there
better
you go.
Than original. Because
I'm
yes.
not fucking wanting water.
Yep.
Salt water.
All right. I'll give that to you.
Yeah. Oh, and the cheese included.
And the cheese.
Lightly salted but covered in cheddar jalapeno.
Yeah. That's like ordering like... Four Big Macs with a Diet Coke.
As I always say.
Yeah.
Let me get a Diet Coke. I'm trying to watch my weight. Yeah.
Fuck the Diet Coke, bro.
You just had four fucking Big Macs, bitch. What are you talking about?
Okay, so we got four left. We got the Memphis barbecue, and the cheddar cheese.
And?
And the ranch.
And the ranch. Oh.
I want to try the ranch and the barbecue together.
The ranch.
Barbecue and ranch.
I'm gonna go with cheddar.
So you guys know, the whole time that we've been trying these chips, Jeremy has not stopped eating Takis and dipping them in the fucking cheese.
He's I've cleaned my palate.
This dude is literally trying to shit himself on the way home. You have leather seats.
It's gonna
happen
no matter. No, I know.
Oh, fuck.
It's gonna happen no matter what, so I'm
gonna. That's gonna sink right in.
Now, I'm thinking jalapeno and that cheddar. With that cheddar.
Pass it around.
To a second degree.
Yeah.
Pass it around. Pass the doobie to the left.
Where's the jalapeno at?
Cheddar cheese.
Oh, hold on. We gotta wait. Pizza. Oh, whatever. He's bigger than me. He'll kill me. He'll rip my
face. Did you see my face when he told me? I was like,
get the fuck out of here.
Fucking wait for what?
He's like, he's gaming.
Goddamn mine.
Oh!
Hey, how many kills you got?
Whoa, whoa, tell the listeners what you just did.
Yeah, what did you just do? This is a podcast, don't forget, this isn't a fucking buffet.
I took the cheddar cheese Pringles and the jalapeno Pringles, the jalapeno, and I dipped it in the jalapeno cheddar Fritos dip, cheese dip, and fuck.
Was it a loud flavor?
It was loud.
Louder?
It was loud.
Loud and proud.
I was proud, yeah. Yeah.
I'm gonna have to try that.
Fuck yeah, dude.
I'm gonna second that one, but in a second.
Yeah.
Okay, guys.
I got a great idea. My bad.
Great idea. I'm gonna do the 14 chips, but I'm also gonna do another 14 with the cheese.
Oh no!
Dude, I'm going the distance.
Holy shit!
Can we get the medics on site right now?
2-14.
Like a Pop Warner game. You know how they just sit at the football field.
Yeah, just wait.
Yeah. Get them out front already.
Is your life alert on?
We need to be sponsored by Life Alert.
Yeah, we need one. When fat people fall, we can't get up.
Like tortoises on a shell.
Just fucking
rolling side to side.
That's horrible. All
right. Oh, you know what? Okay, here comes another compare and contrast. We're going to get the ranch out of the way, and then we're going to do the last barbecue. Okay, ranches.
Yeah,
ranch is another staple.
Friendships are going to be broken
for white
right
people,
now.
I should say.
I love ranch on almost everything, though.
Ranch.
Did you say you got half a chip?
That's the one that was on top.
Oh, okay.
That's
cute.
That's
the one on top. Come on now. Full fucking chip. You're eating Takis all the damn time. Oh, hold on. If that's the case, hold on. That's what was on top.
Dang, bro.
That wasn't even half a chip.
Here's you over there finger banging the ranch can over there. Get it.
All right, ranch, be gone.
Yeah.
Strong ranch flavor.
All right, so we got Memphis and barbecue. Now, hopefully this doesn't ruin it. I mean, I don't give two shits about barbecue, but I'm talking about you, though. You said this is your favorite, and that's such a white person flavor.
Why?
I don't know.
It's barbecue. I would have said black.
It's like, hey, Dad, go grab a bag of chips. Brings back barbecue. I mean, my dad would.
Hold on. What kind of barbecue are you talking? There's different kinds of barbecues in the world.
Are we going to talk about the KC masterpiece, though? Remember that?
Oh, dude. Somebody explain to me where the fuck KC went with his masterpiece, right?
Okay, do you remember that? Lay's KC masterpiece.
Lay's KC.
They used to be on the bag. Now it's just barbecue.
Now it's just barbecue.
Yep.
What the fuck happened to KC? Who stole his recipe? Where did he go? I didn't answer.
Do you think they just ignored it and just, KC is just, it's the same chip? I mean, they don't taste any different.
I don't remember it tasting any different.
It's just like when I took McDonald's, the fancy ketchup board, and now it's just ketchup. Did you guys notice that?
I never noticed that.
You know what? I can taste nicotine in those packets of ketchup.
Okay.
And they taste the same.
Man, their ketchup is really good.
Now I gotta say,
I think it might be because they're starting to use artificial flavors to take part of the actual original stuff that made it in the first place.
I do gotta ask, why the nicotine and McDonald's ketchup? Is it really that noticeable?
Every time I eat that ketchup, I just be like, fuck, I want some McDonald's. Or McDonald's ketchup.
You know what it is? Is the nicotine goes very well with the fucking powdered cocaine on the fries.
That's...
I'm sorry, guys, but barbecue is not for me.
You fuck.
I do not like that barbecue.
Okay, here. This is when you get the new stepdad, and that's just way better than your dad. That Memphis barbecue.
His name is Memphis, by the way.
Yeah.
His name's Memphis?
Yeah.
Do I live in a fucking trailer park? This is your new dad, Memphis.
Memphis.
Yeah, so I'm going to be fucking your mom from now on. You're not a goddamn thing you can do about it, but I'll take you outside and play baseball.
Okay, Daddy.
Daddy Memphis.
Hit a little close to home there.
Can I call you Daddy?
No.
All right, Richie, hit it.
Call me Memphis.
Okay, Memphis.
Roadhouse.
Roadhouse.
Oh, he's smiling. Oh, another chip.
It has a little neat thing at the end, but
Brother Dad just came through. The chip, remember?
Oh, yeah.
We're talking about
Uncle Dad. Stepdad. I know he's your uncle, but now he's your daddy.
Yeah, regular barbecue, get out of here. Go home.
Like a redheaded
stepchild. I can't agree with you guys.
Go home.
Wow.
You go home.
Let me tell you, I am home. Let me tell you where I'm at with this. I'm going to get real in depth about something very simple. It's not the same barbecue, and that's why these guys like one over the other. But I'm going to go in comparison, for example. The barbecues are different. Like, McDonald's barbecue is fucking shit tons better than fucking Carl's Jr. barbecue or Jack in the Box barbecue. It's a different flavor, and yes, it tastes good in its own sense, but for me, the original barbecue just has that all-around total flavor. That Memphis tastes like Carl's Jr. barbecue. It's got a good...
Don't you ever say that again.
No. I just did. I'm sorry.
Hey, what? What's wrong with Carl's Jr. barbecue?
It's shit!
No.
No, I like it. But
no, it's not bad. I'm just kidding.
It's amazing but on the Western bacon.
It's good in its own sense, but it's got a lot of Memphis in it. Like, it's got a lot of kick.
It's got some tang.
It's got a lot of tang. I think I like the sweeter Memphis and spicier barbecues versus, you know...
I see what you're saying. That is literally the only thing I'll eat a barbecue on.
What?
Is the Western bacon cheeseburger.
I'm just going to say...
You don't have barbecue with anything else?
No.
Dude, I had fucking eggs this morning with barbecue.
No, you need fucking salsa or Tabasco sauce.
Dude, everything I have is barbecue, sriracha, and ketchup, bro. I'll fucking mix them together and dip into that shit.
With vinegar on the side.
No, fuck vinegar. Vinegar can suck my dick. Vinegar can die.
I just want to let y'all know.
The only thing vinegar is good for is its fucking cleaning properties.
And what else? Making barbecue sauce.
And jalapeno.
You can't taste the vinegar.
Yeah, you can.
But it's in there.
I just want to let everyone know that we just lost all of our Memphis listeners because you back talking Memphis.
Nobody in fucking Memphis is listening to this shit. And if you are, I'm sorry, guys, but Memphis barbecue is shit.
Whatever. Just the flavor of Pringles.
Oh, dude, if I had a chance to go to Memphis and try real barbecue, like meat,
like some
and stuff,
briskets and shit.
I would probably crap myself and jizz at the same time.
So everyone, go to our GoFundMe page to get us going to Memphis so we can eat some food.
Real barbecue. I want to go where a black guy is cooking and he's an old dude that's been smoking it for like fucking hours, bro.
I'm that old guy smoking for fucking hours.
He's smoking and the fucking grill is smoking.
His name is Bubba. He's wearing some overalls.
Yeah. No shirt.
And he's sweating like a motherfucker.
No
too.
Shirt.
Just with his little thing. Boy, it's sure hot out here.
You think we'll see a Memphis dad there?
Oh, lots of them.
Maybe.
Lots of Memphis dads.
All right, guys. All right. Let's fucking get this going. Bring the flavors back.
All right. We're going to do a stack here. Wait, hold on. Were we going to try the jalapeno cheddar combo with the cheese?
We already did.
Did you already? I didn't get two. Fucking good.
Are you in a diabetic coma?
Because he's still thinking about the regular barbecue. That's all right.
Now, listeners, we've warned you there was some... Oh, fuck.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We're forgetting about this.
Yeah. I'm telling you, there's bags. There's crunchiness going on.
There's fucking chips everywhere. Can we get a sandwich?
That smells weird.
That smells weird. Alright, guys, I gotta ask. Favorite chip? Best chip? Your favorite? Favorite chip of all time?
One of those two.
Okay, I mean.
Flamin' Hot Cheetos with lime or Takis.
Okay. What about you?
Mine
is gonna be the Ruffles. Is it sour cream and cheddar? Or
cheddar sour cream?
Yeah, cheddar sour cream. Those are my favorite.
Richie, what do you got?
It's a toss-up, dude. I like all kinds of chips, but...
Barbecue.
Pringles barbecue.
Yeah.
Heads up, Pringles, any sponsorship?
Lay's barbecue.
No, honestly...
Oh, let's get it.
Hold on. Go ahead.
I was going to...
Yeah, no, finish. You go first. What's your favorite chip?
Oh, the Kettle brand. Peppercini.
Oh, peppercini. Okay.
Yeah. The only reason... Okay, it's green. And the first... You know, it's not an edible, but... it's a good chip by itself. It's my favorite. But okay. The best thing about that chip is that you can throw it in a sandwich.
Oh.
And it's like having a peppercini in the sandwich, but it gives you that chip texture crunch.
I like it.
Yeah. You know, I broke it down into a science.
I had
the whiteboard out, and I was doing my Einstein.
Yeah,
taste,
you were like, no taste. 2 + 2 = 4 deal over here.
That's weird, huh? Sorry, I'm trying to Flamin' Hot Chipotle Ranch, and it's like, it has taste, but then no taste at all. That's really weird.
That is, yeah.
That's good cardboard.
Yeah, pretty much. Really disappointed in this. I thought this was going to be something else. Here.
Covered in cheese. See how it is with cheese?
I did.
Oh, fuck, it tastes amazing.
Cheese and butter will fix this thing right up.
Where's that butter?
Yeah, we're starting to see cheese and butter to fix anything.
That
butter.
After that Pop-Tart episode, I swear I was sweating butter.
Dude, I'm sweating Takis right now.
All right, guys.
But still just like nothing.
To answer the question, extra hot Cheetos.
Yeah.
Extra
hot hot Cheetos.
Like,
I can never go wrong with those.
The black bag?
The black bag.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm down with those. Now, if they just made it with lime on it, it'd be even better.
Well, the thing is, like, when you...
Slice of lime there.
Now, when you put, like, your own lime on it, you know, it gets a little soggy. How do you feel about that, Jeremy? Have you ever done
soggy
that?
Chips.
It's never gotten soggy. He finishes it before it gets there.
No, I'm not. I guess, I see your gun. That's yeah.
All right, guys. You know, first one I'm going to try with the Pringles. I'm going to get the ranch. Oh, yeah. Whoa. Yeah, that guy. But I'm going to try it with the other pizza flavor.
Where's the other pizza flavor real quick?
And then where's that jalapeno?
What about... Have you ever tried Lay's with lime and like tapatio or
That's
some real Mexican shit.
I do the prison bag.
Yeah, cut it on the side.
Oh my god! Okay, try jalapeno ranch and pizza. And you know what? Next time, let me throw some barbecue on there. Not barbecue, that Memphis.
Memphis.
Come to stepdad's backing down.
After today's podcast, you guys can follow me on my own new podcast. I'm called
Barbecue Lover.
Barbecue
forever.
Lover XOXO.
HBB-3.
HBB-3. One heavy breather, boy.
Barbecue episode all day, every day.
Oh, there's a burp.
I'm burping this whole time.
You know I'm not gonna stop you.
I know you're not.
Can I get jalapeno?
I'm freaking raping these
Takis. I'm sorry.
This Takis just going down so sweet.
Okay, come out sweet.
Okay, hold on. So while we're having this, we mentioned the favorites. What's your least favorite chip? What's one that you'll never touch? I'm not talking about off-brand, because there are some off-brands. I'm talking about main brand. You'll find it any store. You won't have it.
I will touch every one, and I'll at least try
one. Whoa! Tell me more.
I'll at least try it once.
Okay. Out of the ones that you have tried, which one is the one that you would not like to have?
Okay. Pringles barbecue.
Okay.
Original dad.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Dad sucks.
He never loved me.
Yeah. New dad's bad.
Me and mom are living in this dope house now, and he's buying me all these fucking cool gadgets.
Rich Memphis dad.
That guy that was my uncle sleeping on my couch is now my new stepdad.
Not really. I'm starting my new podcast now. look me up on Facebook, Instagram.
I have a cool stepsister, too. I can fuck around with him now.
Oh my god.
I'm getting a little close to home for some of our listeners out there.
The chips I can't stand are those fucking pop, those pops.
Pop chips?
Yeah.
That's fucking horrible.
Get the fuck out of my face with those. Done. But you know
which
chips are good?
Ones?
The like pop ones?
They're called pop chips. They look like fucking, I don't know, they're like.
They're healthy. I don't like.
Get the healthy bullshit out of here.
Oh, okay.
More of that bullshit is what they are.
Oh my god, okay.
Whoa,
don't hurt me!
I didn't have enough time to get it because we're at Costco. because my wife was getting her eyes checked and she's getting like new glasses, which, anyways. We're walking by and they're like, oh, so the samples, you know?
Yeah.
Sample? Okay. So we walk
Why
by
did
this
he
one.
Nail it just perfect? That's
we
exactly
by,
what
we walk
it sounds
by this
like.
One and like I happen to grab it. Now, I didn't buy any, and I want to go back and buy one. I'm probably going to go to Costco tomorrow, because her glasses are in, so I'm probably going to grab these. They have, and they're chips.
Okay.
Kind of.
Whoa.
And they come in a bag. And they're literally fried pieces of cheese. Like, you know, okay, so like say you're making a grilled cheese, you know? And it falls onto the skillet.
Mmm.
And you get that
okay,
crispy goodness.
I see.
That's what that shit was. And I bit into it, I was just like...
Cracking a bag.
Oh, I almost like busted in the middle of this freaking walkway in Costco. Oh, sweet Jesus. My kids are like, let me try. I was like, no, fuck you. This is mine.
This is
your own.
This is daddy's.
Thing.
Go get your own little bitch.
Go get
Memphis
one,
dad.
Get
dude,
too. Yeah. Go get Memphis dad.
Yeah.
Real dad don't play that bullshit.
But there's a place called The Squeeze In. It's a burger place. Have you ever had it? Well, it's a burger and they throw a bunch of cheese on it.
Wait, hold on. You're going to blow his fucking mind right now. I want you to know that. Can we get him a towel? Before he wets his vagina.
So they put cheese on it, and the cheese hangs over the side, but it gets that crispiness what you're talking about, and they call it a cheese skirt.
Cheese skirt?
She got him!
Have you had it yet? You haven't had it yet? Oh my god!
Bring him over here!
Bro!
Alright, so.
It's like Christmas!
Yeah! Alright,
just. That's thanks, Memphis mom. Got the freaking cheese over here.
So
bacon?
Just so you know, my wife just fucking brought back Jeremy's Costco trip. We have him, and he just lost his fucking mind. So now everybody gets to try him.
Yeah,
all right, here we go.
I'll try it last. Because I think they're amazing.
Now, you didn't say that they had bacon in them.
I didn't even read it.
You didn't even know what it was. You just wanted it.
Yep.
That's some fried cheese. Let me tell you.
Oh, that's great. That's cool.
Is that the cheese skirt?
Cheese skirt.
It's a cheese skirt.
Okay, let me.
Bro.
No. Oh,
get
that's
it.
Oh, that's what I'm doing.
Whoa.
Papa's coming back for more.
Memphis dad.
Okay.
Oh my god.
I might say something, Dylan, that you're not gonna agree with. I've been to Squeeze In twice. The first time I got the regular skirt, second time I went the mini skirt. And I think the mini skirt was better.
Well, I look at it like a girl. What's better, a skirt or a mini skirt on?
Mini skirt.
No, that's what I'm saying. All right.
We're on the same page on that one.
I don't know. Either way, I'm fucking.
You know what?
Either way.
That is coming.
Hey,
skirt, mini skirt, whatever.
Dude, chick, dick, vagina, it doesn't matter. Somebody's getting it.
As long as it's a hole.
Can't find the hole, pick a roll.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, brother.
That's what I'm talking about, yeah.
All right, so am I going to do this 14 stack or what? The diarrhea stack?
Yeah.
Because I'm ready. I mean, any other fucking ones you want to... Oh, actually, let me get back to the edible chip. I'm ready to go to space on this shit.
Let me think.
Okay.
Let me think.
They're pretty good. They're pretty good.
Oh, I think that's amazing. That's the best thing ever made. Sorry.
It's made with real applewood smoked bacon.
Yeah.
All right, Papa's, you know...
So while Dylan stacks up these 14 chips that are going to destroy his anus...
Look at that.
Oh, Jesus, you killed the whole bag, dude.
Yeah,
damn near. One topic that we were going to talk about is... What bag of chips do you bring to a party if you're asked to supply the chips? We said limited it to 2 bags. Which 2 would you bring?
And what chips, if you're throwing a party...
Yeah.
And if someone brought a chip... What chip would be like, what the fuck? Who the fuck brought that? You know what I'm saying?
Like, as in a good way or bad way?
Bad way.
Bad way.
Like, what the fuck is this?
So, original Lay's. That'd be like the what the fuck. Why the fuck would you do that? You basic bitch. Like, is that who you are? Like, really?
I mean, I understand Ruffles because they're, like, crispier, you know? It's a good dip chip.
Yeah, okay. Now, if they bring, like, a Ruffles...
What the dip?
Even original... And they bring like a dip, like a onion dip or whatever. I'm cool with that. That's fine. If you're coming in here with Lay's, just like flat Lay's with nothing, then
that ugly ass yellow bag.
Fuck out. Yeah.
Who the fuck brought these chips? Leave.
So okay.
Leave now.
So
Mom,
that,
leave.
Is that your chip? Like what the fuck?
Yeah, that's what the fuck.
Now what chips would you bring to a party if you were asked to bring the chips? 2 bags.
Two bags.
What would you bring?
Okay, is this considered a chip? I personally like, I like that Cheez-It Party Mix stuff. Is that a chip? Is that considered a chip or Cheez-It?
I don't know. No, I don't think that's considered a chip. Yeah, that's like a cracker.
But the best things though are the little white puff balls in that bitch. Those things are so good.
White puff balls, huh? Puff balls.
All right. Anyways, I think you can never go wrong. Now, I think this is like, you know, because everybody will eat this one that I know of. I don't think you can go wrong with like a Cool Ranch.
Oh, maybe
you can't go wrong with a Cool Ranch.
Doritos,
you know?
Right?
Yeah, Doritos.
Yeah, Doritos Cool Ranch. I don't think you can go wrong with that.
You cannot. So, I would bring to a party.
But if you're trying to get fucked,
okay.
You bring that cheddar sour cream, or sour cream cheddar.
The Ruffles.
Ruffles.
Yeah. Oh, that should have been gone.
That's the one.
I know.
That's one of those ones that's an up and coming. I feel like if we surveyed people, most of them would say either nacho cheese, spicy nacho, or Cool Ranch Doritos. That seems to be the go-tos always.
Yeah.
Let me pause that for a second. Dylan just got his stack ready, and he looks
giant.
Like he's nervous, but ready. So, go ahead, Dylan. I'll let you take over, and may you come out of the other side of this tunnel.
Well,
peace.
First of all, my first question.
We have water ready.
My first question is going to be. Well, you guys are going to make fun of me on this. How the fuck am I going to fit this in my mouth?
Just like you fit dicks in your mouth. Same way.
Open wide, bitch.
Yeah.
Unlock that jaw, put that dick in your mouth.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Holy shit.
Oh, damn. He got the whole thing in his mouth.
Oh, fuck.
What are you doing later?
Oh, God. Oh, God.
How is it? Can you even taste anything specific?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you can't. Oh, wow. Okay.
So while he finishes chewing... Doritos, Cool Ranch, Spicy Ranch, or Spicy Cheese, those are the ones that most people would bring. I think the one that people, you know, that me personally, I would say, what the fuck did you bring those for, would be the Lay's Masterpiece Barbecue, or Barbecue now. I think any other chip, if somebody brought them to a party, I mean, they're pretty acceptable. I mean, the Lay's, obviously, it's just plain shit, but...
The Lay's Barbecue is a plain chip?
No, the Lay's, the regular Lay's. Okay. I think besides those two Lay's, the barbecue and the original, you can pretty much bring anything and most people would eat it. Now, here's
or
a weird
if, you
one.
If you bring tortilla chips and no salsa.
Oh, yeah, you're a fucking
oh,
jackass.
I would elbow you in the fucking face.
Who does that?
I'll right. fucking soap sock beat someone.
Unless with the hint of lime. I'm okay with that. I can eat the son of bitches by
myself. I'm down with that. I'm down. I'm fine with that. But, I mean, like, what kind of person are you? You're like...
Well, here's the weird one.
Tortilla chips.
What,
no dip.
What about Cheetos? Like, hot Cheetos? Do you ever see those at a party?
My parties.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Oh, yeah. We did talk about people
like,
that bring just
a bag
of Cheetos.
Like,
just
weird ones. Like,
well, because Cheetos, I mean, the good flavors and stuff that don't really come in, like big bags a lot.
No, they don't.
Saying?
They're smaller.
Actually, but, okay, let me rephrase that, actually. Costco carries a giant fucking bag of Flamin' Hot Cheetos now.
Do they?
Like, I'm talking, like...
Huge.
So now those might be showing up parties more.
Maybe.
Which they should be.
They might be making an entrance. Dylan, what's that 14 stack like?
Yo, so the flavors I got of that were the dill pickle and the honey mustard. Those were like
the stronger flavors.
Those were the strongest ones.
Oh. Where were they in the stack, do you remember?
Top and bottom.
Top and bottom.
Yeah. No, they were,
I
don't know.
Were they middle?
Oh, dude, did I forget salt and vinegar?
Yep.
You basic.
You gotta do it again.
I gotta do it again.
Well, this time you gotta do the cheese, though.
Oh, I'm down. I was like, where the fuck is the salt and vinegar?
Yeah, because that one would probably show up more. I'm gonna go ahead and say...
Jeremy was hiding it.
Dill and salt and vinegar are going to show up the most on this one.
Yeah.
Besides the cheese.
Yeah, they have that really, really strong flavor to them.
Put them in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah,
here we go.
Put it right in the fucking middle. Right in the
corner. What if you brought Pringles to a party?
That's some weird shit, dude.
That would be, yeah.
That's
another way to get dicks sucked.
I know we invited you, but you gotta go after that. What the
and
fuck are you doing?
That's a BYOC party.
Pringles?
Really? Pringles?
I'll be using that to my man. I was like, hey, bitch.
Yeah. you want some of these Pringles? Me and you. We'll go outside, talk a little bit.
What about those commercials where you saw them, like, put a bag of chips inside of a different boring bag of chips so nobody would ask you for them? Those guys were in parties walking around with bags of chips. They were those guys.
Those guys used to get their ass whooped at my parties. Oh. Like, you can't be, like, taking people's chips and walking around, even if they are your chips. You can't be walking around with chips
at a party.
Hey,
if you bring them to the party, they're staying, motherfucker.
Exactly. You put them down somewhere.
That's another thing. Don't people be a dick. That bring chips or anything,
beer.
And then
dude, okay, that's a big thing of mine. Like, that's a big thing.
That's a no.
Yeah, if you're gonna bring beer, I don't know. It's kind of a hard thing. Like, don't bring a six pack that's just for
oh,
you.
Oh fuck. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Dylan, invited you to my house not too long ago, but you guys were here, with the exception of Jeremy. I'm sorry, Jeremy.
That's okay. No.
Dylan asked me what I should bring. And I said, if you bring alcohol, bring more than you would drink. That's all. That's simple.
I mean, that's what I live by
now.
Don't
fucking bring just enough for yourself. That's bullshit. Yeah. Now, if you're coming to a party of non-alcoholics and you're the only dirtbag that's going to be drinking, yeah, by all means. Thanks. Otherwise.
You know what's funny? When I actually buy alcohol, which I don't really do too much. I buy beer. I don't really do too much. When I do buy it, I buy it like I'm going to a party. I'm like, I'm gonna get some beer. Let me get a 36 pack. I was like, what are you gonna fucking drink all that for? I'm like, I don't know what's gonna happen.
I'll get to it eventually.
I don't know what's gonna happen. I'm just gonna have it there just in case.
You know what? I'm gonna retouch on the whole six pack thing. The only time it's okay to bring a six pack is if you're showing up to a party and you're not drinking. If you're not drinking, by all means, bring a six pack. Otherwise, you better bring more.
We're fucking Jones Soda, you.
Yeah,
fucking.
Get the fuck out of here. And don't bring all duels. Fuck you.
What's yours? All right, so this is round two of the this is the 14 stack.
This is the 14 stack.
The
first one was 13.
With jalapeno cheddar Fritos.
Cheese. Fritos. Good God. Are the medics on site? God.
Yes.
I'll give you dick to mouth resuscitation.
He beat me to it. I was going to say it.
My dick to your mouth. Oh, my God. Oh, this is going to be dirty. That's just dirty.
Look at this.
Get
more of a dip in there.
More of a dip. You want me to bathe in it?
Get it, yes. Oh God. Oh.
Oh, he got it.
If there's any ladies out there, Dylan can open wide. All right.
How would that help him with the ladies?
Dude, a lot of coverage on big vaginas.
I guess so. Get all the lips on that one, Dylan. Myself on that one.
I'm a fucking joke.
I'm not gonna lie, I like tasting with the cheese.
The cheese makes everything taste better.
Oh man.
Yeah.
So many things just ran through my head on that one.
You know what? Dude, okay, so.
No,
funny.
just the whole mouth thing. It's just. Ladies.
Yeah, ladies.
Hear that, ladies? Dylan likes Arby's. He likes those pastrami sandwiches.
Oh,
the big ass motherfucking pastrami
the big
sandwiches.
Flappy ones. And he's single, so hit him up.
And loves cheese on everything.
And loves cheese on everything, yeah. Bring cheese to his house if you're looking for some fun.
Go ahead and bring a rossiter chicken to him. And then rotisserie.
No! Wait, okay.
Rub it all over
here. Rossiter.
Back, you know.
No, we gotta talk about. Okay, so we're gonna have an episode about, you know, the Valentine's Day episode.
Oh, yeah.
Valentine's Day.
Yeah, we definitely.
What's the Valentine's Day?
I'm gonna tell you exactly right now what I do on Valentine's Day, sir. I give my wife a nice massage and then I pass the fuck out because I'm tired of shit. That's what happens.
That's epic. You know, just a funny mention, dude. Honey barbecue twists. How do you guys feel about those? Because I
the Fritos.
Are they Fritos? Yeah. I believe so. The little
yeah, the Frito.
I never buy them, but I always eat them.
Don't like it.
You don't like them. You really hate barbecue.
I just don't. I'm.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I just don't like to fart.
The two biggest dudes in the room are going to go at it.
Hold on, everybody clear out.
Yeah.
Clash of the Belly Titans.
Ah!
I'm just, I don't know.
I can't swing because my guts are hitting each other.
It's about to get down.
I'm sitting back and just thank God it's not me.
I'm just not a big fan of barbecue.
Okay, have you tried Sweet Baby Ray's?
Yes.
Sweet and spicy?
No, I like that. It's fine.
Then?
But I like other things more. Like A1 sauce.
Cock, okay. That's fine. Well,
sure, okay.
Sweet Baby Ray's to Richie is like holy water.
Fucking holy water, dude. I will fuck. Okay. You know what? I'm just not going to say nothing. I've made a comment many times. I'm just going to hold it to myself. But I would drizzle barbecue on stuff and just go to town.
Eggs,
it could be anything.
Anything.
I'll leave it at that.
Arby's sandwiches.
Yeah, Arby's sandwiches. Somebody sounds good. I don't like roast beef.
Well, I believe you.
Yeah, no, seriously. I don't. I had one too, actually, when I was younger.
at the same time.
Arby's.
Roast beef? No. What, you don't like roast beef?
No, we're talking about roast beef, right? We're not talking about beef.
I'm curries. Talking about actual roast beef.
Oh, like
actual
Arby's, the sandwich, the real shit.
Yeah. I like those.
No, well, we're talking about the other stuff. Yeah, dude, all day long, but.
With the cheese and the barbecue sauce on that.
Come on, really? Hey,
I like that.
Is it not the nacho cheese that they put in it, or?
Yeah,
huh?
But the nacho, yeah, that's good.
You know,
I only had it once, and I was not a big fan of it.
I love it, man.
I just realized we're having nachos after this. More fucking
cheese.
Yeah,
dude. I was wanting to say it, but fuck, this guy was going to town on the Takis and the cheese.
I know we're eating afterwards.
Now, yeah, listeners, fuck, excuse
listeners,
me.
Listeners, that is what you call a pregame.
This is an appetizer.
Yeah,
now,
this
there's
is all
pregaming and drinking. Now, my pregaming is, like, you know, get a bowl of cereal before, like, when your mom's, like, when I was in high school. My mom seriously swung on me because she was making dinner, and I had a bowl of cereal, and I told her straight up, like, yo, I'm going to eat the dinner. Like, chill.
Hey, I just want you guys to know that Dylan's been HBB virus positive since he was a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, fuck. She swung at me.
Yeah. I would have, too.
Well, my kids do that as well, too. Like, when I'm at home, I'll be, like, pre-gaming. They're like, well, let me have some. I'm like, no, you got to eat your dinner.
Yeah. What a fucking hypocrite.
Why are you eating? Because I eat like 50 times more than you.
Yeah.
I gotta make sure
go to your room.
I gotta make sure there's enough to feed all you guys.
With a fucking mouthful.
I'm gonna have five hamburgers. You're gonna have a half, right? Jesus Christ. Ask me why I'm pre-gaming.
Fucking hypocrite.
Oh my God.
But you know what's funny? My children can put down food too.
Yeah.
They can put it down.
Did they ask where's Memphis Dad?
Yeah, Memphis Dad.
No, I'm
Oh, the dad. Okay.
The dad. No, but yeah, they can put down food too.
I do that too.
Mini
dude.
HBBs.
I usually go for sweets, man.
Mini HBB.
Yeah, mini HBBs in the making. They might pick up the podcast when we're done with it.
Yep.
Dude, I do that too. Like, I'll pregame. Like, she could be cooking, you know, the wife, and I'll grab a fucking cookie or something, and I'm just like snacking while I'm waiting.
When you
like,
think of it, it's just a dirtier thing, a dirtier way of like going to a restaurant. You pregame in a restaurant too. You get the fucking salad and appetizers. It's the same thing.
Some people think it's weird, though, because it's like, oh, that's dessert. You're having dessert for dinner. I'm like, fuck, dessert?
It doesn't fucking matter. It goes in your stomach. You shut it out. It doesn't matter which way it goes in and out. Like, fucking really.
You know what's funny, too? Is right after dinner, I go straight for dessert. She's like, damn. You really? You're not gonna wait? I'm like, what the fuck am I waiting
for?
I'm on the clock!
Yeah.
I'm on the clock. My 70s are fucked. Hold on. My 70s are fucked. I got high cholesterol, okay? I gotta do it now.
Yeah.
Now.
I completely agree with you on which way you eat it, and like, you know, you can eat it however you want. I'm not a big dessert person to begin with.
Well,
it's fucking weird.
No barbecue dessert.
No barbecue and no dessert.
Hold on.
No, what the hell is barbecue dessert?
Two strikes.
I didn't say
Two strikes.
I didn't say I did.
You say one more wrong thing and fuck you.
I'm not big on dessert.
One more.
These guys are gonna go at it.
One more. Say one more game. Say one more. I swear to God, say one more.
I just said I'm not big on it.
Can someone explain barbecue dessert for me, please? What is that?
This is no dessert, but this is the guy that ate all the Fruit Loop donuts at the beginning of the show.
That's true.
Most of them, yeah.
I did?
I didn't even remember.
Because I remember I had two. How many did you have?
Yeah, at a time.
I think I had two.
How many did you have? Yeah.
I had like four.
I had two and I'm getting blamed. See, the fat guy in the room is still getting blamed. The real fat guy.
We're all fat. One of the other fat guys in the room. What are you talking about?
I know. I was hiding them inside the Takis bag.
Yeah, there he was. We thought we were eating Takis all the time. There were
still
donuts. I was
smash those goddamn Takis, though.
Yo. Dude, I like dessert, man. I'm sorry.
No, I didn't say I didn't like it. I'm just...
dessert episode.
On it.
Yeah, remember in the first episode?
My wife has to have like a five-course meal, though. Like, she has to like make sure if there's one thing, there has to be a side to it. And
she likes to eat good.
That's I guess so, whatever.
So you're having six since you had your pregame.
Well, yeah, but it's just there has to be like three
Seven.
Things. There has to be three different things on the plate.
Oh, okay, I see what you mean.
I'm fine with that, like whatever, but I can just eat one thing and be fine too.
Give me an example. Throw an example.
Let's say steak. I mean
steak.
I'll have steak and potatoes, that's fine.
Okay.
But there also has to be like, you know, corn. And green beans and all this other, like,
she likes all the shit.
She
likes
everything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you
I
just have to have
saying.
All the sides with it. I'm just like, I'll just eat the fucking steak and potatoes.
Cool,
you
of
know?
Course.
Or this. Okay, this one right here.
You don't go out to dinner very often in restaurants, do you?
No.
Because it's fucking expensive.
Yeah.
He's got kids.
Yeah. Wow. So I like, I make something
that's
a spicy spam and rice. I make a spicy spam rice.
Oh, dude, okay, that is something else.
Yeah, spicy spam rice. So when I make it, it's literally spam, onions, a little bit of garlic, and rice. That's it. That's all that needs to go in there. She'll like add like fucking corn to it, like what, like, or have a side of corn or a side of green beans with it. Like, no, it's spam and rice. It's that's what it is. You know.
You guys looking for a roommate? Because that's good.
Good eat.
Yeah. Hey, dude. Okay. Until I was today years old, I mean 28. Today. I had never had spam before. It blew my mind.
Mm-hmm.
It blew my mind.
Because I told them because we had a, we
the only people that I had ever known that had spam were my Asian friends.
Yeah,
dude, I'm not being an asshole. I'm being serious. Yeah. Dude, I had some Filipino friends that I was like, oh, fucking spam. I'm
we
like,
just happened to have, and we were having this conversation like what was
that
like,
and Vienna sausages
2 months ago or something like that. Was like 2 months ago. He was outside. And he's like, I've never had spam. And I was just like, what?
He was
like,
hold on.
I'm gonna make you some spam and rice. And he's like, I don't know. You know, I was like, well, just try it. Just try it. Is there any vegetables in it?
Yeah. If anybody knows me, you know I always ask.
Fucking onions, but it's okay. They're caramelized. I don't like
vegetables.
Nope. Only like barbecue.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, you should have brought barbecue.
Is barbecue sauce a vegetable?
Yeah. Hey, does it have barbecue Pringles in it?
Yeah. No, but he had it, and I think he liked it.
It was pretty good. Yeah. It was actually pretty good.
So
changed his mind a little bit on it.
When I was in Hawaii.
You went to Hawaii?
Come on, son.
He's white.
Oh, fuck. How'd you get there?
It's fucking white.
I went on a class trip, man.
Oh, okay.
A class trip to Hawaii.
Yeah, what the fuck? What school did you go to?
Linden.
Whites R Us. That's what Bro, I went to like a private school. I never went to Hawaii.
Yeah, and you had Carl's Jr. shit every day.
I didn't have it.
He stole it. Don't
hurt
me.
I stole it.
Why are you towering over him?
He fixed my belt buckle because it's fucking cutting into my dick bumper. And if you guys don't know what that is, let me explain a dick bumper to you. It's a man's belly so he doesn't just pound the dog shit out of you. You have to have that bumper for that ease of access, right?
Put the belly on your back.
Dude, I got Richie good. Richie's dying.
He's done. The glasses are off.
He's done.
His fatality.
He's done. So I was not saying. Okay, we're gonna. Okay, so I'm gonna tell my story since Richie's gonna die. Oh my god, quit smoking!
Oh my god.
Back to Hawaii.
We're gonna have to get rid of you and bring Memphis dad in.
Dude.
But, that was great. I'm crying.
Oh my god.
So, McDonald's had a spam burger.
Holy
and
shit.
And, like, I had to try it.
In Hawaii.
Yeah, right, in Hawaii. Yeah. I had
did
to try it.
Did it have sunny side up egg on it?
Oh.
I don't
bet you they had a version of
it. I don't remember.
That's usually how it is. It's like rice.
Yeah.
The breakfast ones. Rice, spam, and then the sunny side up eggs.
Yeah.
He showed up after 10:30.
Yeah, that was me. I was that guy. 10:25, fucking walk there. You know me, I can't walk fast. Fucking 15 minutes late.
Yeah.
He's taking a nap. Dick bumper got him.
I'm trying to recoup. Hold on.
Oh my god. So you don't. It's obviously a bumper, but you don't pick it up and throw it on their back, because that's how I was doing it back in the day.
Back in the day.
I don't. I can lift it up without. Touching with my hands.
That's what I meant, but like, you know.
No, you didn't. You meant with your hands.
Well, yeah, look, I had a big ass gun, so I was like, bam.
Every chick Dylan's ever banged has back problems.
Fuck, I had back problems. Big ass gun.
Either are, but you know, that's what it's called. I mean,
9 month pregnant every year.
So stupid. Dick bumper. God, that was classic.
Yep.
We're gonna have to snip that.
No, hell no.
No, that was amazing.
Yeah,
that's my ass. So should we talk about how we got our theme song? We're going to get our theme song
going? Dude, okay. Yeah, Dylan came up with a grand idea. We've been
contacted an artist.
Yeah, we've been talking about this for a while. So we contacted an artist going by the name of...
Tubbs McKenzie. No, Tubbs? Nothing about this guy.
Up and coming artist. And once we have our theme song going, we will post a picture of him on our Instagram.
Yeah, we got to get more info. We'll definitely talk about it the next episode. But yeah, his name is Tubbs McKenzie. And he's a jazz musician.
Yes. Yes.
With the eating problem.
With a huge eating problem. He's a heavy breather boy at heart.
Yeah. And seriously, he has an addiction to rotisserie chicken like Jimmy.
He doesn't eat them, if you know what I mean.
Fuck him. Jesus
Christ. He makes rotisserie kebabs.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
Well, you guys.
Yeah, I think we're calling it.
I think we've made some progress here in killing ourselves.
Yeah, so.
By eating a whole bunch of Pringles.
Chips episode on wrap.
Yeah, man. This has been a good one. A lot of good laughs, dude.
Yeah.
Well, we've been the Heavy Breather Boys, and we will be next week, whenever the hell we make it.
Yeah,
if we make it, who knows? Yeah,
we have been the Heavy Breather Boys in the past. Hopefully, we will be next week as well.
It's always a long week.
Yeah. You guys enjoy your week.
We'll have this posted. We're recording on a Saturday, so hopefully Monday you guys can listen to it throughout the week. And Tubbs McKenzie will be on, hopefully, on this episode. We'll have to get in contact with them.
Yeah, we got to figure out how quickly we can get it knocked out.
Yeah.
All right.
Sounds good. And we will eventually be having, we're working on some art for maybe some some stickers, maybe some t-shirts or something.
You know what? Funny enough, and this is still in the preliminary stages, but me and Dylan, we're looking at a domain name for our website. I'm not going to say it in case one of the assholes decides to take it, but we might actually have a website up at some point.
Yeah.
So when
and an outro.
If and when it's up and going, we will definitely let you guys know, and we'll go from there.
All right.
But until next time, we're the Heavy Beauty Boys.
Stay hungry. Eat well.
Yeah. Love peace and chicken grease.
That's what I'm talking about.